And in doing so, then he's going to scatter and almost annihilate Israel. And then so when he gets down to Egypt, and he's just about ready to wipe out Egypt, then he hears some information that's going on from the north and from the east. Well, it can't be from the north where he came from because he's in charge of that. So it has to be a beyond and outside the borders, which is Russia, which is China, which is some of the outside countries outside of the Bible land area. And that's how the other countries outside of the Bible land area will start to get involved in the last battle of Armageddon. They will not initiate it. Those 10 Arab nations will do all that. The Great Tribulation is against Israel. It's not against the entire world. It's always been against Israel for their rejection of God. It's always been against them. So all the prophecies it's talking about is talking about the Great Tribulation against Israel. That's what they're going through. And so if we keep this in the context of the Arab nations, then what we're going to see is that the Great Tribulation will directly affect the Bible land area. It will, however, indirectly affect the rest of the world. We've already seen just in the last month how two buildings in America being destroyed, and also the building in Washington, D.C., has affected indirectly the whole world, right? But the people in other parts, even in Texas where I come from, it didn't directly affect me as far as being killed and the destruction and all of that, but it indirectly affected me. I don't think we're going to have time to get into this, maybe later a little bit, but where they get this from as far as the Great Tribulation affecting the whole world and there's going to be a global leader, is that there are terminologies in the book of Daniel that states that Nebuchadnezzar would rule over all of mankind, all over the whole earth, all over all the world. And it says that in there three or four different places. Even in Luke, it talks about Caesar decreeing, giving a decree to tax what? The world. Right. But Caesar was only in charge of what? Rome. There were many other nations in the occupied, inhabited areas outside of Rome. So that wasn't the entire globe. God, from God's perspective, if we stay with God's perspective and started out in Daniel there, and the terminology of the world, all the earth, as being from his perspective, as Bible land area. Then you also, when you get to the book of Revelation, then it talks about all the earth or all the people. Is that talking about the whole globe as a global leader? You got to stay with the context of the word. Then we have there will, from my study of God's word, I'm not in authority. Don't take it and say, thus saith the Lord, and say, this is what Ken said. Take it and then go find out for yourself and study it for yourself. But from what I see more and more of my study, there are many opinions and thoughts and teachings for centuries that have been based on false premise. And just by, say, looking at the word says all the world. Well, that means to them, all the world. Well, from God's perspective, the world at that time was the Bible land area. So then the Great Tribulation will directly affect the Bible land area. That world leader will be the world of the Arab nations in the Bible land area. All the nations around the entire planet are going to fall down and worship an Arab leader in Iraq. I don't think so. But will it indirectly affect us? Big time. Look what those two buildings or three buildings did to affect the rest of the world. Just think what would happen if those 10 kingdoms come up against Israel, and then are they just going to go over and run them out of Jerusalem and that would be it? No, they're going to go in. There's going to, and Israel has more firepower than all the Arab nations over there. That's the reason why they have not gone in there and destroyed them since then. You see, if you take all of the planes, guns, ammunition, military help that the United States has helped all the nations of the world, add it all together, it still is not even equivalent to how much aid militarily they have given to Israel. And then if you take Israel as far as like a speck in all of that, that's how big it is. It's like 0.1% of the area is what they they possess. I mean, that's just like a speck in the eye. But yet, they militarily have more firepower than all of the Arab nations. That's why they don't go in and get them, because the Arab nations feel afraid they're going to get blown out of the water. So when all this happens, what if they blow up all of the wells again? All the oil places, all the oil that is produced over there. Just think how that's going to indirectly affect the world during that time. I mean, gas could go up to $10 a gallon, $20 a gallon, $30 a gallon. You think that's going to affect you and me? I think so. But directly, as far as some of the videos that we see with this one world leader and people coming into your house and taking you out and throwing you in prison because you're not confessing Jesus Christ, well, we might need to rethink some of that. See, the book of Daniel refers to the 10 horns that represent 10 kingdoms or 10 kings that will be enemies of Israel to rise up and invade Israel during their great tribulation. In Daniel chapter 7, in verse 7, after this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, and it had 10 horns. And in verse 24, and the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise. You just keep reading, then the Word of God will tell you what those horns are, which are the kings. See, this final invasion of Israel will be so overwhelming that there will be no desperate appeal of Israel for America's aid. Over the last 50 or 60 years or longer, or at least 60, Israel has always called upon America to help them in their fights against the Arab or Muslim nations. But there's going to come a time that either America will be so distracted that they can't help, or they refuse to help. Even today, America's having some changes in thinking regarding their assistance to Israel. A lot of that's changing. And so one day, America's not going to be there to help them. And so when they get in a situation where they're just about overran, or they're dispersed, they're being almost annihilated, they're going to call upon the Messiah. For the first time ever, they will finally call upon the true Messiah. Matthew 23, verse 39 says, "For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." However, before Israel humbles herself to call upon the name of the Lord, the city of Jerusalem will be surrounded by armies and her desolation will be near. Luke chapter 21, verse 20, "And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed about with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." I can't say that that is the actual things that are happening right now, but could be getting close. The following map that you have shows you exactly these 10 nations where they are in the Bible Land area and where Israel is, and their back is to the wall. The only place they can go is into the Mediterranean Sea, and that's where all of those Arab nations would like to shove them, right off into the sea and annihilate them. If you remember, maybe a year or so ago when they had a meeting here in America regarding Israel and the Arab nations, and the leader of Israel was willing to give the Arab nations almost 95% of everything they asked for. 95%. I'm talking about giving back land that they had secured back in 1948. The only thing that they were not willing to give up was the city of Jerusalem or the temple area. That was the only thing. And then the Arab nation and the leaders said, nope. It was like nobody could believe it. They couldn't believe that Israel was willing to give up 95% of everything. And even Israel's people couldn't believe it. And then Americans couldn't believe it. But they're not into this as far as they want a happy existence for Israel and just give us back our land and y'all can hang around and everything will be just fine. They hate them and they want to shove them into the Mediterranean Sea because they don't believe in Muslim, in the Muslim faith. See, the Great Tribulation is part of God's judgment upon Israel for her rebellious rejection of Him. It will take place in the Bible land area among the 10 Arab nations. As an Arab king, the beast rises to power. The Great Tribulation has always referred to Israel, also known as Jacob's Trouble. Might have seen that in the Old Testament. The Great Tribulation may affect the decisions of the world during its time, but the actual destruction will be confined to the Bible land area. As the Great Tribulation comes to an end, the wrath period begins, which will affect the entire world as a part of God's judgment on mankind's sinful rejection of repentance and failure to give Him the glory. Now, after the Great Tribulation, somewhere along the line, whether it's right at the beginning, whether it's before, whether it's after it began, I don't know. We're going to be taken out of here and we're going to be caught up into glory with Jesus Christ. And then when all the battles begin and they get ready to be annihilating Jesus, annihilating Israel, then Christ is going to come back and save the day. He's going to come back and save the day and we're going to be with Him. And then when we're coming back to be with Him, then after that, then the vows are going to be poured out, and then the wrath is going to be poured out on not just the land of Israel, but all the entire earth because of their rejection of God. And it says in there that the saints will be a part of divvying out this wrath upon the world. How that happens and what our part we will play, I do not know. But it's not just God or Jesus Christ or the angels, but it says that the saints will be a part of divvying out the wrath and judgment upon the earth. Not quite sure how that works. I just know that it says that we will. Great will be the vexation of this darkness on the souls of God rejectors, but greater is our hope of meeting Jesus Christ in the air before God's wrath begins. So let's take a break, and then we'll come back and learn more about what's going to happen when Jesus Christ comes back and we're with Him during the millennium reign.